This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy New Year and welcome in live to Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of the brand new year 2021. And our guests this week include musical legend, my friend Pat Boone from The Pawn Shop. Rick Harrison will be joining us. Actress Laurie Metcalf will be here. Next hour we have comedian Tom Dreesen. Actress Valerie Bertinelli. The daughter of Joan Rivers, who is a star in her own right, Melissa Rivers. And from Live PD on A&E. Tom Morris. And that's all coming up this week, the first weekend of 2021. We're going to pause only momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest this new year will be Pat Boone. Stick around. There's a big 2 hours to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and you're listening to a song that has been written, produced, the brainchild of our next guest, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it can't be enough. I tell you something, I've known this man since the early 70s. He is the best, no doubt about it. Joining us right now is the author of that song, legendary icon, Pat Boone. Hi, Pat. How are you, my friend?
Well, fine. I appreciate an introduction like that. I keep looking around. Who's he talking about? Oh, it's me.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that when you tell the truth, and you know this better than anyone, it's easy to keep on saying what you're saying because it's true. And in all the introductions that I've had with you, everything is true. Plus, I did it just the way you wrote it to me, so that's a little...
Yeah, you follow the script very well. working very well.
Yeah. This is a great song, and we were chatting about it a few weeks back. The vocalist is a young lady by the name of Wendy Moten, and you wrote this song. How long ago did you write it?
It was 30 years ago, Ron,
wow.
1991, when the L.A. riots broke out, and it looked like we had been bombed by a foreign enemy. You know, the smokestacks.
Yeah.
Rising all over South Central LA and really spreading across the county, and it was because a fellow had been beaten up named Rodney King,
right,
by the police. And yes, he was resisting arrest, he was high, no question about it, but he didn't deserve what happened to him in the beating. But he recovered, he survived, and as he came out to meet the press for the first time after the riots had begun and torn the city apart, instead of saying something inflammatory, he in a broken voice, he said, "Can't we get along? Can't we work? Can't we be friends?" And I cried then, Ron, at that, because I thought, wow, this is profound, this man's response to what he's been through. It's just say, "Can't we make it? Can't we get along?" And I wrote the song then, but I didn't have any way to market it right then. I wasn't on a label. I didn't have a record company to help me with it. So I did sing it in live performance with some black choruses around L.A. And then it just lay around for 30 years. Wow. Until these riots began to tear our country apart. And I realized the song really could be an anthem for where we are. And I got Jimmy Nichols in Nashville to write this great arrangement, and Wendy Moten, the gospel singer, and a black chorus, and then a guy named Tom Roach did this incredible video with it. And you know, we're up to over 2.5 million views now.
Oh, that's great.
And it's growing, it's spreading, because I'm doing interviews like I am now with you, but with WGN in Chicago and WINS in WR in New York, and all these other stations that have been torn, and people are looking for some kind of answer, some kind of hope, some kind of path to recovery. Well, can't we work it out? and that's the question. But then we show the answers in the video.
Yeah, the video is sensational. Really, I mean, we obviously can't do that on radio, but we want everybody to go look at the video. But it has done very, very well. And you know, Pat, you and I have had this conversation before. You really broke the ground in a lot of cases when it came to bringing a variety of guests on your television show.
That was ABC. It was the third network. It didn't have as many built-in followers as NBC or CBS.
Right, I remember that.
But we had the number one show sometimes in the ratings, and part of it, a big part, was because we had of the guests that I had. I was the youngest guy ever to have his own musical variety show at 21, 22 years old. 23, I was still in college at Columbia University, but I was singing with Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Sammy Davis, Johnny Mathis, the Mills Brothers, and on and on. And of course, Little Richard and Fats would come on. And I was just thrilled with it. And the audience loved it too. But Chevrolet was having trouble with their dealers in the South.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but it was, you know, this was mid and late 50s,
yeah.
So it was the reality.
You know, I remember when Plymouth was sponsoring, I think, the Petula Clark show. And one scene was that she grabbed the hand of Harry Belafonte and they canceled. Of course, you know how I feel about you. I've been appreciative that you let me be opening act for you a couple of times back in the 1840s when we were...
Who's counting?
You do something that a lot of entertainers, especially singers, are not so much today, but back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s have done, and that is you have opinions of what you feel that sometimes, and Elvis Presley falls into this category, never wanted to say anything, you know, that might have been political or maybe anti-establishment because he was afraid of losing an audience. You didn't have that insecurity. Never.
No. I felt confident in the basic, you know, goodness and goodwill of the American people, and people would nod and say, yeah, I think so. I agree with that.
Yeah, and you've done a heck of a job, and it certainly hasn't affected the record sales. Ladies and gentlemen, over 45 million records sold, 13 gold singles, 2 gold albums, platinum album, 15 major motion pictures, not one. Not two, count them, 3 Hollywood Walk of Fame stars, And you still do the 50s show on Channel 5?
I do, yeah. We're in reruns now because the production has been shut down, just like in so many other ways. But we had well over a year of shows that I had done. So we're going back and playing some of the what we think are the best of the shows until we can get back in the studio, which we think is going to happen pretty quickly. And I'm on the show itself. I record it once a week, but it's on about 8 times. And we've really built a very nice following.
Yeah, you have.
And I don't want to stop it because I wallow in the music of the 50s, but I want to, because I, as you may know, I had 41 chart records in
yep.
the 50s.
Yep. You know, one thing about reruns in a show like that, it doesn't affect the content.
You know,
because everybody wants to hear the songs over and over and over again.
Yeah, a bunch of music that we didn't think would last.
Yeah.
But, boy, were we wrong. I mean, it just won't go away.
There's been a rumor out there for many, many years when people would say, what did Little Richard think when Pat Boone sang these songs and, you know, kind of homogenized it a little bit because he was screaming and you were doing it in his eloquent voice. And I asked him one time, he says, heck no, I loved it. We were selling a ton of records when Pat sang
these songs. Yeah, he told me, I have the audio tape of him being asked on a black station, how did you feel when Pat Boone did your song, Tutti Frutti? He said, I was still washing dishes
yeah.
in a bus station in Macon, Georgia, because my record was getting played, but I wasn't making no money. But he said, when I heard Pat Boone did my song, I threw the towel down and walked out of there because I was going to make some money now.
That's such a true story. How's Shadow doing, your little dog? Understand that the night.
He's sleeping. He's not up yet. He's doing great. He and me and my shadow.
If I didn't want to promote the song, Can't We Get Along, I was going to actually use that to come in on the show. It's me and my shadow.
Well, I didn't want you to wake him up because he'd be here barking and wanting to get out and wondering who I'm talking to. And he's a natural guard dog. So if he thinks that somebody's invading the premises, it's very hard to shut him up. I bought one of those anti-bark things. But it doesn't seem to faze him.
That's a compliment. It's like when somebody does an imitation of you. That's a compliment if your dog protects you. I try to get my wife to protect me. No, forget it. Forget it. But this doesn't work that way, you know. Pat, we're going to pause for just a second. We're talking to Pat Boone, of course, an entertainment icon and a friend of ours for many years. And we're discussing his song that he wrote called Can't We Get Along? Very appropriate for these times, sung by Wendy Moten. Pat wrote it and produced it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Can't we get along? If I offer you my hand, would you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose. Can't we get along? Can't we all get along?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with another segment with my friend Pat Boone. We're talking about a song, Can't We Get Along, that he wrote for Wendy Moten. And you know, Pat, you have mentioned the fact that this project is probably the most exciting project out of so many things that you've done as far as songwriting is concerned since you wrote the words and music to Exodus.
I was just going to say, it to me ranks with that. Because, yeah, songs like Everybody's Gonna Have Religion and a Wonderful Time Up There.
Yeah, or I love that song.
Gospel songs or Ain't That a Shame or Friendly Persuasion, Speedy Gonzales. Those things are great career milestones, but they don't rank as something that really has helped change people's attitudes. The Exodus does because it supports Israel and reminds people that God's hand is on that nation and, in fact, we Christians are adopted into the family of God's chosen people. That's never changed. You know, there's a revelation that I've had that maybe a lot of people still need to have, and that is the whole Bible. We made a mistake by dividing it into Old and New Testaments because call the Old Testament the Jewish part. The New Testament is the Christian or Gentile part. No, the whole thing from beginning to end, every word was written by Jews, about Jews, for Jews, all centering in little Israel about a Messiah who would come to be a Savior to the world from Israel. I mean, we Christians, if we're really good Christians, are really just adopted Jews.
You know, I'm amazed at your knowledge about this. I always have been, and I know it's very close to your heart. I think a lot of the problems today, Pat, in fact, I think all of the problems today stem from the fact that nobody reads what happened in history.
Right.
And your solid foundation in religion certainly perpetuates your feelings today and how you act today because you know those books.
Well, I do, and I know that God, who created us, is the manufacturer. He knows how we're supposed to work. And if your watch, if you have a really nice watch and it stops running, if you can, you'll send it back to the manufacturer and say, "Hey, please fix this." And the Bible is the manufacturer's handbook, the instruction manual on how people created in God's image are supposed to act and live and do well.
I could sit down and talk to you for hours. You know that? Because you are, and I've said this before, and I'm not just blowing smoke in your ears because you're our guest and my friend and you've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. But you know, you are a man that changes. And that, I think, has been the secret to being, if I may say, 86 years old and still on top of the game and still relevant in this business. Because you change with the times. First of all, you know, made it tough on me as a kid because I couldn't keep those doggone white bucks clean. Jeez, I tried everything possible. I go outside.
You got that little bag of white powder.
I got that powder. I had it on my face. I had everything. You know, it was unbelievable. Go from being a teen idol, graduating into the teens getting older,
mm-hmm.
going to the movies. You are active in what's pertinent in the country at a specific time. You're an actor. You do great television commercials. I wish I had something to sell because I was.
Well, can I tell you something, Ron, that I don't think I've made you aware of, and I need to send you some samples. I have recorded more songs. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. We've done the research. Frank Sinatra recorded some 1,500 songs, and all classics. Bing Crosby, my idol, recorded some 2,000. I have recorded over 2,300, cut across all genres.
Yeah.
Country, gospel, pop, hard rock, heavy metal, jazz, a cappella, two albums of a cappella singing. I don't like to think that this all music, most of it, albums, not singles. Therefore, if you didn't buy the album, you don't know anything about my recordings of, for instance, Flowers on the Wall, the Statler Brothers, or You've Lost That Love and Feeling. I do both their parts of that song, and it's a really terrific record. Well, I have created something called Pat Boone's Kaleidoscope. You know what a kaleidoscope
is? Sure, absolutely.
But this is a musical kaleidoscope, and there's a network that goes around the world called BNR out of Virginia, and we're doing a show for an hour from a gospel song to a rock and roll song to a country song to a patriotic song to a novelty, and you never know what's coming next. Of course, it's all my voice,
yeah,
but with different arrangements, different sounds, from Stagger Lee to Ave Maria.
Oh, wow.
It is an incredible variety potpourri, and that's why I call it Kaleidoscope. I'm going to send it to you so you'll have an hour or two of just the incredible variety, and you mentioned it, that the ability to just get into, slide into a kind of music and adopt it and sing it and enjoy it, and then out of that into something else totally different, I think unique. Bing Crosby never did it. He hated rock and roll.
Right.
Frank Sinatra hated rock and roll. None of them did country.
Right.
None of them did any heavy metal. Or now, of course, they would do a variety of types of music, but nothing, not the whole songbook.
See, as a singer myself, and my wife knows this, but she still gives me a hard time with it. She says, how can you sing a song that is a ballad, let's say like one of your songs, you know, mm-hmm. Love Letters in the Sand, and then mm-hmm. sing Runaway by Del Shannon?
Yeah.
And I said, that's the variety, because even if you listen to anyone, all those people that you mentioned, every
yeah.
single one of them, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones, they're in a specific arena, and they
yeah.
stay in that arena. And I think that somebody like yourself has to show the public that you can do all of those things. I remember when you were doing Earth, Wind, and Fire. On a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. The Jay Leno show at the MGM Grand. I was in the audience, you know.
Yeah, and so, then I've recorded with James Brown.
Right.
Got a brand new bag.
Yeah, I love it.
With the artists.
Yeah.
Their songs with them. Now, of course, these are black artists, giants. And if they thought that Pat Boone was taking from fellow black artists back when I recorded Tutti Frutti or Ain't That a Shame, or they would not want to record with me now.
Right, that's exactly.
But they
right.
know that I was furthering their music, not playing on pop radio, and it wasn't going to.
Until a mainstream singer like you sang it. See, when you commented on the fact that you were wondering who I was introducing in the beginning of this interview, who are you talking about? Everything that you just said is the reason why all those things I said were true. So please keep that in mind.
Well, I have been too eclectic for my own good. My wife used to say, Pat, people wonder, who are you?
Keep them
I'm
guessing.
All those things.
You know, she came from a musical family, ladies and
very
gentlemen.
Very much so,
her
yeah.
Her father is Red Foley, great country sensational
mm-hmm.
star. Yeah. Well, Pat, I don't have to tell you this. You know this. You are welcome here.
Please do.
Hey, Ron, I want to come on the air and talk. Let's just do it. But again, it's Can't We Get Along, sung by Wendy Moten, written by, of course, our dear friend Pat Boone. The video is out right now. Check them out on Sirius XM's 50s on 5 channel. I'm looking forward to having you back.
Well, I'll send you a copy, at least one of those Kaleidoscope shows, and I know you'll enjoy it more than most, because you won't be surprised.
Well, you have sent me CDs in the past. I have them here in the studio,
yeah.
So I really appreciate you doing that, and you will come back.
Okay, yep, you know where I live.
Yeah, can't get away, as they
that's
say.
That's right, I'm not going anywhere.
I hope not.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Boone has been our guest. Jeez, I love when he's on the show. He's such a nice man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, the homes of both leaders of the U.S. House and Senate were vandalized this weekend. Spray paint on the door of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home today reads, "Where's my money?" and "Mitch kills the poor." It also happened at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco. Here's USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility.
Senator McConnell and fellow Republicans on New Year's Day blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, in the 30 years that we've been doing the show, I think maybe once we had our next guest with us, and I have to tell you, me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that he is part of, and a major part he is, the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, the pawn shop store with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in my favorite city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now is Rick Harrison. Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before we went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, including the new season of the Pawn Shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
Yeah, I mean, I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show.
Yeah.
I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's, you know, like 40 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? You go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, and like I say, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at
right.
you. They like to learn from, like, your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why, people can sit there, it's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. So that is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts to tell you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what if you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
It's weird because I didn't know you had. Everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Hey, and whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was, 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Let's talk about HistoryCon. Now, A&E, History Channel, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Boy, you know you're getting old when you hear statistics like that. And they're putting on a huge event, the Pasadena Convention Center, called HistoryCon. Tell us about it, Rick.
It's actually really cool. It's the 25th anniversary, so they decided it's something like Comic-Con, except it's HistoryCon, and we have a ton of talent from history is going to be there. There's going to be Danny Coker from Counting Cars, the people from Swamp People, some people from American Pickers. I'm going to be there. Corey's going to be there, and a whole slew of other people. And they're going to have all these interactive displays on American history, and there's going to be speakers there on American history. And I'm going to be on, like, you can get autographs and pictures with all the celebrities. You can get I'm going to be like speaking to the crowd. I'm going to be talking about history and along with a bunch of other people. So it's going to be a really, really fun, nerdy weekend.
Well, you know, we had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week on the show, Doris Kearns Goodwin, the world-renowned presidential historian, because I'm a kind of a presidential historian myself with a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute desk and everything. But she's going to be there, is she not? And she's going to be actually...
She's going to be there speaking, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She did the miniseries on George Washington, which I personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP on his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. No kidding. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, you know, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he's worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You're thinking about real teeth with all that money. I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
No, the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple thousand dollars a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate on the side. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and get me books.
Wow.
And, I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and, been reading ever since.
Boy, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. You know, my dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81.
The History Con, we'll go back to that, at Pasadena Convention Center. That is, of course, open to the public, but how do you get tickets for it?
You go to historycon.com, you can get tickets, or you can buy tickets the day of the event. But like I said, I think it's going to be something really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can go down there, you can learn about American history, you can meet everybody. I hope they turn this thing into an annual event because people in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that's very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics. But I'm always of the assumption that, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again. And, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight. It took me about eight to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, you know, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
And people really, just if you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it. You know, because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Risked every single thing they had. I mean, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. Literally, he could have had just the most amazing life and lived in the lap of luxury, okay? But he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah. Well put. Well, Rick, I got to tell you something. I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but, of course, I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. And, of course, the History Con is going to be taking place, as we mentioned, the Pasadena Convention Center, and we'll announce the date after this COVID-19 quarantine is over. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick, and we'll be watching a season number. Is it 18 now?
Season 17. That's on right now.
17. Wow! Congratulations, and maybe we'll see you out in Pasadena. Okay.
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks, Rick. All right, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man. And, of course, it's Pawn Stars celebrating the 25th anniversary of the History Network, and they're going to be having a big History Con at Pasadena Convention Center. You can meet Rick Harrison and the whole crew there. And because of the COVID-19 quarantine that we are experiencing, keep listening to Ron Sedgie today, and we'll let you know when the dates are set for that convention. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Boy, you talk about a magnificent talent and a successful actress. That is our next guest. She's been on Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Getting On, JFK in the movies, Leaving Las Vegas, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane. Joining us right now is the lovely and talented Laurie Metcalf. Hi, Laurie. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Well, you are one busy actress. When they talk about the working actress and they look in the dictionary, your picture's there.
Yeah, you know? You know what? I have to say, I've had a jam-packed couple of 2 years. I will say that. And I've been really fortunate that the projects have all been different.
You know, you and I have a major, major thing in common. You know that?
What?
I, too, was born on June 16th.
Oh, nice.
Only I was born just a couple of years before you, but not much. Not much, okay? But
so you're a crazy Gemini.
I'm a crazy Gemini. Do people come up to you and say you have a split personality? Because my late father used to always tell me, how come when I see you on television or hear you on the radio, you're a different person than what I see and hear in the home? Do you have that same story?
I don't think it has struck them, but I feel it myself. I feel I'm very split.
Yeah, me too. I like to be around people, yet I like to be alone.
Yes, definitely.
I think I'm in love with you. I finally found somebody that understands me, you know? Goodness, great. Where have you been?
And we can turn on a dime.
Oh, yeah, oh, no doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you are...
And that falling completely out of love. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But the only thing we probably don't have in common, you are a shy child. I wasn't. I always wanted to be the center of attention, hence the reason why I'm in this business. But you were shy as a child, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Found that I was able to, in some convoluted way, part of my mind, hide behind the characters that I was playing.
Sure.
You know, so even though it was me doing outrageous things on a stage, it wasn't really me. And
yeah.
So nobody really knew me. I find it harder to do when there's a camera involved. I get more inhibited and intimidated by the camera, so I like being on a stage better, but I just feel freer. But, yeah, and I think it helped pull me out of my shyness, also being able to play different characters and experience, you know, a story through somebody else.
Lori, that is very interesting, because normally someone is afraid to be on stage because they're in front of the people. When they're in front of the camera, all they see is the camera. I mean, when I perform concerts, because I'm a singer, and I have a 15-piece orchestra that backs me, when I go on stage, I'm, you know, a little concerned, because they could throw tomatoes and different stones and different things. But,
you want a barrier? Yeah.
but when I have a camera or a microphone in front of me, I'm very relaxed. So that's unusual. This is going to be our first disagreement. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Right. And you get to do something that I've always wanted to do and I can't do.
What's that?
Sing in front of a orchestra or a band.
There's nothing like
I can't sing, and so I've always wanted to feel what that rush felt like.
Well, first of all, I can't sing either, but it's just something.
Oh.
No. But you know what? You're right. It is a rush. There's no question about it. I can't wait to get up there. I understand that you're going to be part of Toy Story 4?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know how. I haven't seen a script, and I don't know. I frankly don't know how my character would be involved as Andy's mom, because, you know, Andy gave his toys away.
Yeah, that always happens.
And somehow we might be back at his house again. I don't know.
Wow. Well, there's a cliffhanger for you, Lori.
Boy. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever have any downtime? I mean, a lot of times when people see an actor or an actress on television or in the movies, they don't realize that this thing was done 400 years ago, and they're probably sitting at home collecting unemployment.
Lady Bird was done at least a year ago.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I do have some downtime between projects. I don't handle my downtime very well. I just like, there's nothing that I like more than being in a rehearsal room and attacking a script and taking it apart, and I feel creative and energized. And the downtime, I don't really know what to do with myself much. I do the mom thing and pack lunches. And
oh, I can't picture Lori
Metcalf. Have meals ready at home.
Really?
Then,
you're very domesticated then, right?
No. Well, out of duty.
Duty.
No, I'm not good at it.
That's pretty funny. Duty. Well, we enjoy your work. You're a lovely lady, a terrific talent, and certainly very close to me, seeing that we both have the same birthday. And how do you celebrate?
Yep.
You used to like to have parties. I don't even want to do that anymore.
No, I don't have parties. What I did last year, I was doing a play on Broadway, and so just, you know, finished the play and walked back to my apartment in New York, or the corporate apartment they were putting me up at, and swung past a pizza joint on the way back and got a whole pizza.
Wow.
I gorged on.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what you got. You know, it's funny, because when people make a fuss over my birthday, I feel embarrassed. When they don't make a fuss out of my birthday, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they making a fuss over my birthday? You know, so it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a great guest and a terrific talent, as I mentioned earlier. Good luck with the motion picture. And let's speak again, especially when we get closer to Toy Story 4. But any excuse to come back,
definitely.
Lori, come on back, okay?
All right. Thanks Ron.
Thank you so much. Our special guest has been Lori Metcalf. Terrific talent. And, of course, as you mentioned, Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Leaving Las Vegas, JFK, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane, Lady Bird playing the role of Marion McPherson, and all the work of our guest, Lori Metcalf. Nice lady and talented one, too. Well, you know, I think it can go unsaid that year 2020 we're all happy to see go, but I thought I'd check out some of the TV shows and let you know what the big top five shows in many different categories were for last year, 2020. For example, new sci-fi TV shows of 2020. Number five was Snowpiercer on TNT, Brave New World on Peacock, Star Trek Picard on CBS, Amazon Video's number two, Upload, and Raised by the Wolves, HBO Max, number one. When it came to the best animated shows out there, well, we look at number five, The Owl House, Disney Channel, Hilda on Netflix. Number three was Adventure Time, Distant Lands on HBO Max. Kipo and the Age of Wonder Beast on Netflix and Infinity Train on the Cartoon Network. Reality shows in 2020. Number five was RuPaul Drag Race. Number four was Love Island. Number three was American Ninja Warrior on NBC. Number two, The Masked Singer. And the number one reality show in 2020 was The Voice. The creepiest shows on TV in 2020. Number five, The American Horror Story. Number four, Love Country. Number three, The Haunting on Netflix. Number two, The Outsider, HBO. And the number one creepiest show in 2020 was on Hulu with Castle Rock. Some of the top five shows in the categories of creepiest, reality, best animated, and new sci-fi TV shows. Well, I'm sad to announce, as you probably know by now, that the very lovely Dawn Wells, who played the character of Marianne on Gilligan's Island, passed away this week at the age of 82 with a COVID-related illness. Sad to see her go. She was such a beautiful lady and did a great job during Gilligan's Island and keeping that reputation of the show alive for many years thereafter. And on this New Year's weekend, we're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. facility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members, just in premiums alone. I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's a wrap on hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this New Year weekend. But we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour. Pat Boone from the Pawn Shop, Rick Harrison, and actress Laurie Metcalf. Next hour, funny guy, comedian Tom Dreesen, another beautiful actress, Valerie Bertinelli, the daughter of Joan Rivers, and as we mentioned, a star in her own right, lovely Melissa Rivers, and from Live CD on A&E, Tom Morris. And that's all coming up next hour. Stick around, because on this brand new year weekend, we got more to come with Ron Sedgy today.